signs of the promised return. The reports that talk about the arrival of the Imam of Time, alayhi salam, are numerous. Some talk about the social atmosphere, especially the Muslim communities before the return. Some of these signs are close to his blessed return, and a few talk about amazing events that would unfold. In this short presentation, just a few signs will be mentioned. Imam Ali alayhi salam mentions some of the signs of his return to his companion Sa'sa son of Sohan. Global oppression, tyranny, sinning and disbelief will fill the lands. And this point is emphasized in the glorious sayings of all Ma'sumeen alayhim salam. Some reports say the nearer to the time of his return, sins of all kinds will be committed as normal practice among the Muslim communities. Great sins like whining, merchandise of liquor, jewelry, riba, deviations, unlawful and indecent relationships, hard-heartedness, cheating, hypocrisy, bribery, addition in faith, bid'ah, backbiting, accusing, decline in chastity and morality, indecent clothing, men dressing like women, amr bil ma'roof and nahi anil munkar, inviting people to the right and stopping them from wrong will not be practiced. The believers wouldn't be able to preach or stop. Disbelief will be common. Islam and Quran will not be practiced. Children will disrespect their parents. The elders will have no mercy on the youngsters. Family ties will be broken. Khums and zakat will either not be paid or not spent rightfully. And many more signs which are evident in today's world. The rising of the Sufyani and the perishing of him and his army by being swallowed and buried in the ground. Sufyani, according to some reports, a man from the progeny of Yazid, the son of Muawiyah and the grandson of Abu Sufyan. He is among the worst of men. His name Uthman, son of Anbasah. With the household of the Prophet, the Imams and the Shias, their followers, he has hatred. Red-faced, bruised, blue eyes, spotty, ugly-looking oppressor and treacherous. He will rise from Sham. Then Sham comprised of the present Syria, Palestine and Jordan. He will conquer 5 cities rapidly. Our reports further mention that Sufyani with his great army will head to Kufa in Iraq. In many cities in Iraq and Najaf in particular, horrendous crimes will be committed. He will then send another army to Medina, a mass massacre, loot and plunder in Medina, and will then head towards Mecca. Between Mecca and Medina, by the command of the Almighty Allah, the land will open and swallow his army. The long-awaited Imam alayhi salam will then start his mission. He will move from Mecca to Medina and then on to Kufa in Iraq. Sufyani will flee from Iraq towards Damascus in Sham. Imam alayhi salam will depute an army to fight him. He will ultimately be killed in Baytul Muqaddas, Jerusalem. The rising of Sayyid Hassani is another sign. Sayyid Hassan, a noble from among the Shias, will rise inviting mankind towards Islam and Haqq. People will join him in large numbers. In Kufa, he will be informed of the Imam's arrival. He will move towards Kufa. He with his army will set off to join the Imam alayhi salam. Imam Sadiq alayhi salam says, Sayyid Hassani does recognize the Imam alayhi salam. To prove his existence to his men, he will not disclose his acquaintance with the Imam. Upon requesting and seeing the miracles, Sayyid Hassani extends his allegiance to the Imam. Following him, his army too will extend their allegiance to the Imam. Ajjalallahu ta'ala farajahu sharif. The divine call that will be heard by every person in their own native language is another sign. The caller will introduce the Imam by his name and lineage. This is among the definite signs, and people will be guided to extend their allegiance to the Imam alayhi salam. Prophet Isa, Jesus, son of Maryam, will then descend and join the Imam, offer his prayers behind Imam Mahdi alayhi salam. In this regard, the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam to Hazrat Fatima alayha salam says, "By God, there is no God but Him. Mahdi of this nation is from us. It is Him behind whom Isa, son of Maryam, will pray. As-salamu alayka ya sahib al-zaman." For the Imam's arrival, as there are some common signs which were briefly mentioned, there are some distinct signs too. The emerging of Dajjal and Sufyani, movements of Yamani, Sayyid Khurasani, who are the signs of guidance, are among the special signs. Imam Baqir alayhi salam has said, "From Khurasan, Persia, black flags will hoist and will move towards Kufa and will invite the Imam alayhi salam to Kufa to extend their allegiance with Imam Mahdi alayhi salam." Imam Baqir alayhi salam says, "Our Mahdi has two signs. Ever since the Almighty created the skies and the earth, this hasn't taken place. A lunar eclipse on the night of the sacred month of Ramadan, and a solar eclipse in the middle of the month. This has never happened since the creation of the skies and the earth." Definite and possible signs. Definite signs are those signs that will definitely take place before the Imam's arrival. Claiming Imam's return without these conditions and signs is impossible. In this regard, Imam Sajjad alayhi salam says, "Inna amra al-qa'im hatmun min Allah, wa amra al-sufyani hatmun min Allah, wa la yakunu qa'imun illa bi-sufyani." Imam says, "The reappearance of al-qa'im is definite by the command of Allah. The emerging of Sufyani is definite by the command of Allah. And Al-Qa'im without Sufyani will not exist." Elsewhere, Imam Sadiq alayhi salam says, "Wal-Yamani min al-Mahtoom." And Yamani is among the definite signs. Some reports mention the uprisings that would unfold in Yemen prior to the promised return. Some reports say that the flag that will rise from Yemen will be the most effective movement in the guidance of the nation, and supporting, obeying and defending this movement has been emphasized a lot. The movements of Yamani and Sufyani will be at the same time. Sufyani is the major and the main enemy of Imam Mahdi alayhi salam. The movement of Yamani will be in the month of Rajab, prior to the arrival of the Imam, and its location has been defined as Sana'a, the capital of Yemen. In this regard, Imam Sadiq alayhi salam says, "Before the promised return, five events are definite to unfold. 1. Movement of Yamani. 2. Movement of Sufyani. 3. The divine call. 4. The murder of the noble. 5. The sinking of Sufyani in the land of Baida." Imam Ridha alayhi salam says, "The movements of Yamani, Khurasani and Sufyani will unfold in the same year, same month and the same day." Imam As-Sadiq alayhi salam says, "Yamani will move from Yemen, their flags will be white. A few months later, he will head towards Hijaz, the Arabia, and join the Imam alayhi salam." Signs before his arrival, they will unfold the same year, that is the year of his return. These will unfold one after the other, which will follow the arrival of the Savior of all mankind, the Imam of Age, Imam Mahdi alayhi salam. Imam Sadiq alayhi salam says, the three movements, Khurasani, Sufyani and Yamani, all in the same year, the same month and the same day. None of the flags but that of Yamani will guide more towards the right. Another definite sign is the murder of a noble in Masjidul Haram in Mecca. Imam Baqir alayhi salam says, between the murder of the noble soul and the arrival of Al-Qa'im will not be more than 15 days. Some signs are distanced. Some of them have taken place and have been recorded. Some took place before his birth, some after his birth, and before his reappearance. Signs like the downfall of Bani Umayyah, Bani Al-Abbas, the movement of Abu Muslim Khurasani, disunity among the Muslims are signs that have already taken place. The signs related to the earth and the skies, most of them are related to the changes in the earth's performance. Imam Ali alayhi salam says, a man from my progeny will rise in the sacred land. Sufyani will be informed. He will send his army to fight him. He will defeat them. Then Sufyani will move to fight him. When he will pass by the land of Bayda, the earth will open and swallow them all except one who will be the reporter of the incident. Signs like the perishing of Sufyani in the land of Bayda, the uprising of Khurasani, Sufyani, Dajjal, the murder of the noble, the war crimes and the mass bloodshed are all the signs related to the earth. The signs in the skies. Because of the importance of the phenomena of the Imam's return, in addition to the earth, some signs will be evident in the skies, so that people recognize and know better their divine leader, their kind master, the ultimate reviver, the mercy to the worlds, Rahmatun lil Alameen, the Messiah, Imam al-Asr, the awaited Mahdi, Ajjalallahu ta'ala farajahu sharif, so that they can join him, cooperate and participate in his aims and missions. The call from the skies, Imam al-Sadiq alayhi salam says, إِذَا نَادَى مُنَادٍ مِنَ السَّمَاءِ أَنَّ الْحَقَّ فِي آلِ مُحَمَّدٍ صَلَّى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَآلِهِ فَعِنْدَ ذَٰلِكَ يَظْهَرُ الْمَهْدِي. When the caller from the sky would call, indeed the right is with the progeny of Muhammad صلى الله عليه وآله, and then will Mahdi's name appear on every lip and will be uttered by the mankind. They will all love him and will remember none but him. Imam Sadiq alayhi salam mentions another sign, the solar eclipse on the 13th or the 14th of the sacred month of Ramadan. Events in Egypt. One of the other signs is the global people's movements in the Mediterranean and in the Arab world, revolting against the tyrant rulers, oppressors, who are satisfied only by the death of their nation. Reports that talk about the movement in Egypt are a lot. Only those related to our time, the era of Zuhur, the period of his return, are being mentioned here. The unrest in Egypt, followed by the unrest and the uprising in other Muslim countries, are among the signs. The following events are seen in our reports. One, revolutionary uprising and movements in Egypt and other Muslim countries. Two, death of the Egyptian ruler by the people. Three, a complete chaos in the country due to the vacuum of a leader. Four, arrival of foreign forces in Egypt. Five, revolting of a man which will result in Islamic movements in this country. Six, the alliance of the foreign forces in Egypt with Sufyani. Seven, preparations to welcome the arrival of the Imam of time, the awaited Mahdi, may our souls be sacrificed to the dust of his feet. When listing the signs of the promised return, Shaykh Mufid Rahmatullahi Alayhi writes, the slaves, that is the people, the nation will free themselves from the obedience of their masters and will kill them. It seems this would unfold in the Arab world where the rulers are dependent on other powers and are hated by their own people. The Arab nations will free themselves from humiliation. They will occupy their cities and will free themselves from the occupancy of the foreigners. In this regard, Imam Ali alayhi salam mentions that these movements and disputes will spread all over the Arab world. اختلافوا في كل أرض من أرض العرب. Disputes and conflicts will be drawn in every land of the Arabs. The important point to note here is that some of these revolutions will be successful. وغلبة العبيد على بلاد السادات. The nation will prevail over the lands of their lords. Egypt too is no exception to this rule and will prevail over its rulers. In the end, it is our duty to avail all the preparations for the universal rule of the Imam alayhi salam. The basic preparations required are reduction of sins and disobedience of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala, and inviting the mankind towards worship and servitude. Their awareness needs to be increased. Unless mankind are prepared mentally, culturally, intellectually, without which Imam would not return. Allahumma arini at-tala'at ar-rashida wal-ghurrat al-hamida wakhal nazari bi-nazratin minni ilayhi wa'ajjal farajahu wa-sahhil makhrajah. O Allah, show me the exalted visage and the bright forehead, and make his sight the delight of our eyes, and hasten his relief and ease.
نرگس کجایی گل نرگس کجایی به محراب جانم نشست خیالش ز قلبم نخیزد امید به سالش به هر جا که رفتم ندیدم جمال نشانی ز کویش که آرد که آرد.